Exactly. I gather tattoos are in some ways a big thing now.
Well, there seem to be a growing number of Kenyans getting tattoos. I mean, it is still not very common, but you find a number of people with tattoos. And I have to say this is something that, you know, is considered unusual, especially by the older generation here in Kenya, because I have to let you know that, you know, several years ago, you would not find people with tattoos. I mean, my mother, if she heard that you had a tattoo, oh my, I know, you would be up for trouble. And I think a lot of Kenyan mothers as well would frown upon hearing that someone had a tattoo. But it seems that more and more people are getting tattoos, and it's not really considered a bad thing now.
Traditionally in the West, tattoos were quite dangerous things. You know, it was the sailor who brought it in. But now it's young people have them. You know, it's cross generational, cross class, and so on. You said that your mother would have frowned upon it. But who in the past then would have had a tattoo in Kenya?
Aha, well, she would have frowned upon it because she would have considered someone having a tattoo a very, very bad person who needs to be taught a lesson. And I would say that up till today, well, a lot of people think that the people who have tattoos really are not, don't have a very good character. And I think that's what my mum would probably say.
Do you have one?
Tim, would you mind if I keep that a secret?
You mean your mum might be listening? Fair enough.
Yes, she loves Culture Shock. I don't know if she'll be listening.
Okay, Mike's mum, if you're listening, he doesn't. But the rest of us know, we certainly know. Now, we can move on, actually, because tattoos are, for some people, seen as a form of embellishment and they're status symbols. But, you know, some people think they're very beautiful and they make the human body look more beautiful. And there is a thing going on in Kenya, I gather, about men and beauty products. Just tell me more about this.
Yes, this is an interesting trend here, is that in the recent past, there have been articles in the press about men going to beauty salons, and this is for manicures and pedicures, and, you know, basically, in African tradition, it's quite unheard of for men to take part in beauty therapy, and therefore this development seems unusual to many people. And the interesting thing is that it seems that it is increasing. More and more men going to salons, and you know, the question arises is that why is this happening? You know, it's been thought that beauty was basically confined to women in terms of using beauty products and going for services such as pedicures and manicures. But, however, it seems that now you go into salon, and usually this is on a Saturday, I'd have to say, it seems, you would sometimes find men there. And interesting experience is that, Tim, I have to say, is that, you know, the men seem to be accepting this. And previously, you know, similar to what the situation with tattoos is, years ago, is that, you know, if you asked a man, you know, would you like to have a manicure? You'd go, what? What are you talking about? Manicure, that's for women. But now it seems that some men, you know, would appreciate the fact that, hey, you know, they will go for a manicure and pedicure and feel good about themselves.